Benedict XVI, A Life, Volume 1, by Peter Sewald. In the field of literature, the birth year of the future Pope blossomed with a creative wealth seldom seen anywhere in the world. There was Hermann Hesse's exciting Steppenwolf, Franz Kafka's America, and the final volume of Marcel Proust's À la recherche du temps perdu, In Search of Lost Time. In 1927, Ernest Hemingway published Men Without Women, Arthur Schnitzler, his Spiel im Morgengrauen, Karl Zuckmayer, his Schinderhannes. The young Bertolt Brecht, author of the Drei Groschen Oper, Threepenny Opera, with its world-famous Ballad of Mack the Knife, published his Hauspostille. In philosophy, the German academic Martin Heidegger sought the solution to the riddle of the world with his Sein und Zeit, being and time, which was to become the foundation of existentialist philosophy. Cecil B. DeMille, co-founder of the film Metropolis Hollywood, offered a counterpoint. In 1927, he released the first Jesus blockbuster in film history. It was called The King of Kings. Suddenly, it felt as if the whole world was in the midst of upheaval. The Soviet Union began the collectivization of farming. 4 million people died in the ensuing famine. In October, Mustafa Kemal Pasha, who later called himself Kemal Atatürk, gave his programmatic speech on the new Turkey to representatives and supporters of the Republican People's Party in Angora, today Ankara. In Italy, Benito Mussolini, Il Duce, was making fascism acceptable. Germany increasingly suffered from inflation, mass unemployment, and the quarrelling of countless political groups. On average, the 19 cabinets of the Weimar Republic lasted only about 8 months. On the other hand, the longing for a new humanity, hope for a better future, and the expectation of change remained. And somewhere on the sidelines, the most notorious of leaders was rubbing his hands, feeling that his time would soon come.